grew up in a family with a lot of parties all the time. A birthday, my father go with a bomba group to celebrate everything. So my mom, my grandmother used to do a lot of parties for the family. So yeah, music, parties, it's kind of my life. When my father left the group of Familia Cepeda, he created his own group. So I grew up with a lot of people and in of the bomba group. So when I was running around, everybody's like rehearsing bomba, so that's in my background, and my background music is the rehearsals. So I grew up with that. When I go to my mom's side, she was a dancer of another family of bomba. So I, the same thing, rehearsing. My father go to her rehearsal, she came to his rehearsal. So you know, bomba is all around. Suddenly, when I turned like 13 or 14, I'm like, I don't wanna hear bomba, I don't wanna know about bomba no more. So I stopped dancing, break dancing, and I start hearing a more hip hop. So I start NWA and Run DMC, Naughty by Nature, all those type of music I start hearing, and getting involved in the hip hop. So I start rapping with my cousin in birthdays and parties, and I start like breakdancing in groups. So I've been like that, so like 3 years or 4 years like away from bomba. So my father, my group father break out, so he started like interview and knowing more about bomba. He's like, here you go, so listen about. I'm like, I don't want to know about bomba. So I start breakdancing. Suddenly, in one of my school, they know about my father have a group, so they invite my group, my father's group, to the school. And I'm like, no way, this is not happening. So everybody's like, oh, you need to dance, and blah, 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 blah. So I danced, and everybody was like, yo, drop it, like, whoa, what's that? And I'm like, that's our music, that's bomba. And what? That's not our music. I'm like, yes, it is. And I start like, and suddenly I'm like, whoa, the people don't know about this, so I should like know more about and to teach them. And then I make the connection about this is not like a kind of music, no, this is our music. So suddenly I start like knowing more about and learning more about with my father, and I learned Puerto Rico have a lot of style of bomba. So we have bomba from Santurce, we have bomba from Loíza. All of them are different. We have bomba from Ponce, the south of Puerto Rico, and we have bomba from Mayagüez. So all of them have some stuff different and influence, different influences too. Mayagüez has influence from, they have a French port, so a lot of the songs are in French. Loíza is a Maroon town, so they don't have influence from the Spaniards. So bomba, they have only two rhythms, and it's very African, everything. The songs, the style of dancing, and Santurce, and the south. Santurce have very, very, very strong and Spanish influence in the way of dressing. It's very Spanish, and the style of dancing. Ponce, the south, La cuna de la bomba es Mayagüez y Ponce. But Ponce have this rum, like literal rum barrels.
Wow.
Like you put it, it's so big that you need to like mount it and play. Whoa. The way. So it's, the sound is very strong, and only the women singing. The men only play drums and dance. The women go with the men, but like just a little movement. But the man is the one who dance, and they dance in a kind of roulette. So when I finish, I move, and the other person come dance and like that. And yeah, it's like a dance party, but they take turns to dance in front of the drum, and it's only women's singing.
Wow.
It's very, 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 very beautiful. So yeah, so I start knowing about all of that, and I'm like, wow. So bomba is like, it's big. It's not what I raised. These two styles. There's a lot of more styles, and I start joining another group from the south of Puerto Rico called Paracumbe. They have two recordings, and they sing beautiful. You should get it and listen to it. It's very beautiful. And I joined the group, and I started learning the styles. The style of drumming, everything, and dancing. And suddenly, I grew up and I make my own group, and I keep playing and teaching, and it's part of my life. I grew up with bomba. So yeah, and my father make a reggae group too, so we make a CD too, and we make bomba with reggae. And yeah, we mix the stuff together, and in the show we have bomba in the stage with the reggae. And suddenly I start listening more about the style of hip hop in Jamaica that's called ragamuffin. So I learn about ragamuffin, and I start doing that in my father's reggae band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a lot of stuff going through. When I start learning these Afro roots in my culture, I start learning more about everything that it's Afro descendant. So I learn about Peruvian music, and I have two cajones, and I learn about capoeira. I learn about samba in Puerto Rico. I join a group. I learn capoeira. I learn everything. So all this music, it's like part of my life. When I came here, I have the same family, the same people around. I have you guys, Peruvians. I have Dora with the samba. I keep playing samba. So it's like that's part of my life. And they like, when I go, I get all this family again. I'm so happy. And yeah, music is, background is, I love it, because I keep learning all days of my life. I keep learning, because that's part of the life. Learning and be happy with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you have very, very good background of music.
Yes, and wow. I love it. I keep learning.
Yeah. You said you worked at La Escondita, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you learned anything from your students there?
So yeah, when I get a year of not working in Puerto Rico because the system, they keep changing and making poor people more poor. So the rich people get richer, you know?
Yeah.
So they get all the fabrics, they close all the fabrics. Ooh. They close a lot of stuff because they have this political stuff that if you don't get into it, you out. Ooh. So a lot of my friends get in that. I get a little bit of that, but I work it in the airport. I'm putting all the luggage in the belly of the plane. But you breathe everything the airplane, you know. And I got asthma, but I didn't say it because they're not gonna let me work. But it's because of that, because you're not breathing. You're breathing that stuff, yeah. So I pass out. Yeah. Working and they're like, but you didn't prove you got asthma. You can work here. That's why, because I need the work. And they're like, no, you cannot. And so I ended up searching for a job for a year, and I got the blessing that every year I came here to Seattle to the Seafair, a festival, and make a lot of workshop. And so in one of that, I make connection with Marisol from La Escuelita and another person from Bellevue. Puesta del Sol is another school, bilingual in Bellevue. So I make those connections when I came here. So when I come back to Puerto Rico, they told me I got these positions and like artists in residence. But we have two spots, and I'm like, okay, my wife is an artist, a very good artist and teacher. So till then, so send me all the information, and you came here. And so we send all the information. And they said, okay, we're gonna make an interview. So you came, but you need to move. I'm like, okay. So yeah, I have a year. So I moved to Seattle with her. We left everything in Puerto Rico. And yeah, we have like, I think it's 8 years in Seattle, working in La Escuelita as an artist in residence, teacher. And now we are like in charge of all the curriculum and stuff in La Escuelita, working in the office.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I teach the kids how your body sounds. Uh-huh. So they move, and I'm like, and they jump, and so it's that kind of game, but they are expressing the happiness the drum is given to them, because they get happy. Some of them get scared, but suddenly I put the drum and they touch it, and they start like, they're like, oh yeah, that's the sound you listen to it, and I give them the drum, and they're like, and they smile and they get very happy. I love to do that a lot in both schools. Suddenly I get to know Amistad, Farin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I do the same job with her. I go with the kids and I give the chance to play the drum. I teach them how to move and play, and I make those classes in Amistad too. Yeah, I love Amistad. And then in Bellevue, I make choreographies with the kids, and I put all of them to play. I only sing, and I have the children playing their drums, the kwa, maraca, and everything, and they make choreography, and they are the group. So yeah, we make a lot of years festival. We have a festival, like an international festival, and they presenting from my class Puerto Rico. Yeah, it was very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you said that usually the women are the ones who sing and really singing and dancing. When you're teaching your kids, do you have them in these specific roles, or does everyone just get to play every part?
Now, because of the interest, I teach them everything. Mm-hmm. But it's the time when I ask them what you really want to learn, so I can put the energy in that. So if they tell me, I want to sing, I want to play the drum, I want to play the choir or maraca, so I teach them how to play all the instruments.
Wow.
If you say I want just to learn how to drum, so I put the energy in that.
Nice.
In how to play the drums. Yeah. And that's what I do I used to do it in Bellevue. I teach them, well, I have one day dedicate all to percussion, kind of percussion all day. The other day I make a choreography with them, and like that. Mm-hmm. And we have one day when Naomi teaches them art. So they mix the music with the art. So we put some of the kids playing the drum, and we tell them, okay, what you listen to it, I want you to make something of what you listen and feeling. I want you to express that with colors or whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So the kids start dance, they're playing, other ones are dancing, and yeah, we do that, and they create some colors, and they say, I imagine a beach, I imagine a forest, and they make a forest, they make a beach, or they make a sun. Yeah, it's very, very beautiful.
Oh. What do you hope the children will take from your lessons and put out into the world?
What's that?
What do you hope the kids that you're teaching will do with what you've taught them in the future?
What I teach them for the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what I learned when I teach on Bomba, it's that I open this window in each person to search who they are. Huh? And that's what I love, because in one of my classes in La Escuelita, I make a festival, I make a carnival dedicated to the culture of the old family. And one of the two of them learn that their culture have drum too. They are from India.
Oh.
So they start asking mom, who am I? What's my culture? And the mom start like explaining to her. That's in pre-K.
Yeah.
Like 5 years, 6 years. And they start like asking that. And the mom start talking about the family, the culture, the traditions. And suddenly they came to the classroom. She's asking me about the culture. What's happening? And I'm like, yeah, we're talking about it's a theme of the month. Who am I? And so they need to like research about the culture, traditions, and story for the elders. So they need to connect to the culture and the family. So she started like asking all the questions, and the mom was like amazed. That wow. So she's like, she wants to dress like an Indian woman now. So I brought her a dress, and she was so happy that the child was like researching that. And another child of the classroom know that the grandma from, I think is her dad or something, is related to India too. So she have a line from India in her family. So both are dressed like an Indian and singing a song, like a baby song in their language. I don't know, it's Hindi.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's happening when I teach. I want to people like learn more about who they are and research that, you know? It's not learning my culture. I want you to learn your culture too, and we share it, you know? And you connect with those with those people and learn more about that. If you're Jamaican, so if you know Jamaican, so I put you in contact with that so you can research. Or if you, you know, Brazilian, so I connect you with Dora and everything. And we have this big family that you can join.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, I wish I had you as my teacher when I was at La Escuelita. That would have been so much fun.
Yes, yes, they, I love them and they love me a lot because I always making choreography, dancing, videos, yeah, and everything with them. Yeah.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Speaking of like elders and grandparents, do you know like what your like family background is, like your grandfather or great grandparents?
Yeah. From the part of my father, we learned that my father loved photography.
Oh.
So my father is a photographer. I kind of say I'm a photographer, but I didn't study like a profession. But I have this eye. I love photography since a kid, and I have a collection of cameras in my house.
Oh, wow.
All the vintage camera, I have like 20 something.
Wow.
Yeah, I love cameras, vintage cameras. I collect them, and I love it. I love the beauty of the machine, you know. And I love photography. My father and my grandfather was a photographer. He loved bicycles. He always traveled in bicycle. He used to live in New York. So he get in bicycle, and get the train, and get up, and bicycle, every time in bicycle.
Wow.
So I love bicycles. My father loved bicycle too, so it's like this connection from elders.
Yeah.
He loved to speak, like, tell stories.
Uh-huh.
And he loves to speak a lot with my, because my dad, since kid, he has asthma, so he's like the attention is from him.
Huh.
So he like to like speak to him and tell him story about, and my grandma too. So my father, when I was a kid, when he put me in the bathtub, he make this show for me.
Oh.
Yeah, so he make like two different person. He hide, and then he's another person. He hide. And he changed the voices.
Wow.
Yeah, so I love story. I want to, that's one of my plans, like make storybooks.
Huh.
Because I got a lot of history and stories and, you know, tell. And I want to make them in books.
Wow.
So that's one of my projects.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love to make stories in the classroom. I create a story about something that we need to teach them, like don't throw tantrums, don't push, don't fight. So I make stories like right away in the circle, and I with a whiteboard, and I make the drawings and everything. I'm like, wow, that's so good. So I need to do it like for everybody. So
yeah.
That's something I want to. Yeah, I love horror movies and thrillers. So from my mom's side, it's Loiza. Loiza is like north east of the island. And it's, like I said, it's a maroon town. So all the stories are like witch stories and all of people. A guy come from the sea without head.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very creepy stories. So one of the stories my mom told me that her dad, my grandfather, told her, it's that it's a lot of witches in Loiza. So you need to be careful when, because if you're walking and you, they have a lot of like cornfields and a lot of stuff like the garden, but on vegetables and everything. So my grandfather was searching everything to cook, and he's working and he's walking to the house, and he get lost. And he heard laughing from the top. And he's like, oh no. So they said that the witches like trick you to like a maze. Make you like a maze, like if you get lost, so you get tired. And they get you, you know? So he was so scared because he knew the road to the house, but every time he see the same tree, and he's walking with it, and he get to the same tree, and he's like, so he get lost, but suddenly he concentrate and start like, he know the road, so he start walking straight, and he get to the house. Yeah. The other story is that they are hanging with the friends and drinking and eating, so they get this pig. So they caught him, they cooked him and everything, and they were eating. And they get drunk, and they get like drunk in the floor. When they get up, they see in the floor the half of a woman.
Oh. Oh no.
So they said the witch get take off the skin, and they get like a kind of like they get can morph in whatever they want.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so in this case she was a pig, and they killed the pig, but it was a witch.
Oh, so then the witch died?
Yeah, because they caught it and they eat it, but they caught like they eat so only the top.
Oh.
So the other half, they didn't cut it and cook it, so it was like, yeah. A creepy story, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And it's a, we call it in Puerto Rico poesía negrista, o negroide. And one of the songs was about that. This witch that used to take off her skin and hang it in the tree, and she goes and morphing whatever, and they do a lot of stuff, and they watching her when she get off the tree, and they put salt and pepper in the skin, so they put it again to kill her, because they do like little rascal, they do stuff and break, and you know, so when they get back, she put the skin back, and she's like, oh my, it's itchy, and yeah, and it's song, guayabo, guayabo, weeping, que tiene esta, que tiene este cuero, and the coro is weeping, weeping, go, guayabo, guayabo, weeping, go, que tiene este cuero, weeping, go, este cuero pica, and she start singing, till she died.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said the witch, some which are good, with some which are not so.
Yeah, that's true. Awesome. Just gonna check to see if this is recording. Okay, good. Okay. Maybe we can talk about the different. You said there was different kinds of styles of music. Could you talk a little more about that?
Yeah. The style of bomba.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Santurce, we have four basic rhythms: sika, cuembe, yuba, y holandé. So, they are the basic rhythm in Santurce. It's the same rhythms in Mayagüez. The only difference is we sing in Spanish here, and in the south, in Mayagüez, in northwest, they sing in French. So one of the songs, I don't know if I don't speak French, but it's a kind of the song I learned that's that Guayama Arroyo, we have Lero, Cunha, Lero, Cunha, y Guembe. Is, but it's pronounced with G, Guembe. And then because it's a big drum, you play more in the center. Island, they make almost the same, or technically the same thing, the buleador, this drum is a buleador, do. They maintain the rhythm, the pattern, but when you play, you mute some of the song, or some of the sound, like sika, technically is. They make. They do. That's why you, when I start learning bomba, I need to start with this. Because when you get to here, you have all the techniques, because it's the same thing. You need to learn how to mute it.
Right.
But in the south, you need to learn how to play the quas, and then you need to how to play the drums, but are different. It's not the same. Like for Guembe in Santurce, it's the same thing. In in the South is. So you have two different rhythms. One is like, whoa, I love it. And then you have this, the drum, and it's like a overdose of sound. And it's very interesting because all the, you need to learn the patterns, and then you need to know how to concentrate and don't get off, because you're playing ta 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 ta. It's like you need to concentrate, because the kwa and the shaker, the maraca, are the ones who let you know as a dancer you are in timing. That's the guide. You need to like listen both rhythms and both instruments to concentrate you as a dancer and motivate you to dance, because if they not align, you can get off and you put everything off.
Yeah.
So you need to be like very concentrated. And yeah, and it's very interesting. So for Lero, bada bada boom, bada bada boom, bada bada boom, bada bada boom. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. So yeah, and they have the Bobe, the Punja, and all the rhythms. And it's the same thing in the shaker. Every rhythm in Sika. So you're making like a C. It's here, here, and here. Technically. 3 points. Boom, 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 boom. And the timing is here. Boom, 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 boom. We're back. So when you heard the qua, then go this and then go this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen everything together, it's like they're making the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So in the South, everything is like all. That's the two. It's not so technically as Santurce. So they have this, all the rhythms, only Lero is the same in every time. So the maraca is an instrument that get the singer, because in that time you need to pass through all the instruments and learn it. It's not, I want to learn how to play drum. No, you need to learn everything.
Right.
Like all, but like everything. You learn, you need to learn everything, everything, everything. So, when you get here, you know how to play kwa and maraca, and the basic steps. When you learn maraca, you learn the basic steps.
Right.
So you have all that learning to get here. When you get here to the drum, the buleador, that you maintain, you know what is the way to play the maraca. Because when I, as a singer, I play this, You need to know that's going back. If I do. That's it, guy. And if I do, you as a drummer know I'm playing you back. Yeah? So you need to learn all the way of playing maraca, so you know, because I'm not gonna tell you, oh, I'm gonna play a sika. I do, and you need to know that sika. So when he make the signal, and you need to know, or if I do. Where you need to hit to go with the maraca. So you need to learn how the velocity and the timing and everything. It's a science. It's a science.
Yes.
But it's beautiful when you see it like that. Mm-hmm. Because people are like, I want to dance. I want to play the drum. I want. And they don't have this magic of learning everything as a, I don't know how to say, conjoint?
Yeah.
A conjunto.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a group, like a band.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be in the same page, at the same velocity, at the same color, at the same everything, you know? So yeah, so when you learn that, I need to learn it that way, the old fashioned way. Because when people like, he starts singing and they're like, what's the rhythm like? What do you mean, what's the rhythm? You need to learn it. No, I don't know. And then I start seeing people are learning how to play, but they don't know how to dance, or they don't know how to play maraca. I'm like,
how
do you know? Because I learned it. I learned everything. I know how to play maraca. I know how to play choir. I know how to play drum. I know how to dance. I know how to sing. I know everything with 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And everybody like older than me, like, what's the rhythm? I'm like, you mean? So that, then I learned that I have the blessing of learn everything the old fashioned way. Because I mean, when they get me to like help others to give a class, I get to know that I know more than them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, so these people don't know how to, that you don't make it the basic step the way it is. You're not stepping on the, it's here. And people like, wow, they're like, what do you mean? Wow, like, yeah. So I start learning that because I born in this, I have the blessing of having the old fashioned way of learning everything, mm-hmm. not what I want.
Right.
I didn't have the to choose.
Right.
Like, I want to dance. No, I want to play. No, you need to learn everything. So when I grow up, people start looking at me big, like an old guy, like this old man in a body of a child, you know? You have another lot of knowledge in your head and you don't know it. And old people told my father like that, like, he's an old man in a baby, you know, because I grew up with old men, old people all the time, and I can sit down with an old man and have a lot of topics to speak, you know, because I raised, my grandmother raised me. So I have a lot of stories, a lot of stuff, you know. And the patriarch of the Bomba, Anton Rafael Cepeda, my father used to hang out with him a lot of time because he's like sucking all the information from him, and I'm like boring the house, right? God, this, my father can get like 4, 5, 6 hours talking to him, and I'm like, I'm hungry, you know, I want to go, but he's like, and suddenly he passed me all the information to me, and I got to like write, and he told me, he asked me all the, and I get like connect everything, so yeah.
Wow.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And these people that didn't know like the old way, were they mainly in Puerto Rico or were they here in Seattle?
or in Puerto Rico.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, because they get this like wave of bomba mania in Puerto Rico, so all the young people start making, because bomba, you need to be in a group to play bomba or to do bomba. Uh-huh. If you're not in a group, so these people that not in a group, they're like, so we're gonna make a group. So they make bomba like from the street, uh-huh, for the people. Because bomba is for show, mm-hmm, or rehearsing, or going a festival around the world. Mm-hmm. But like, you wanna go to a pub, you're not gonna have bomba.
Right.
So these people start creating these young people of bomba. So you like to drum, you play the drum. You want to sing, you sing. You wanna make choir, you make choir. You make choir, you make a choir. You're gonna take that, and they make the group. Uh-huh. They build the group with the interesting of each of one, and they start playing in clubs. So suddenly I be part of that, uh-huh, and I join a lot of groups at the same time. I know going in a show, it's black and white, and I go play. I go to another show, it's red and black.
Whoa.
And I get it, and I play, and then, yeah.
Wow.
I love it. Busy. I love it. I miss that life.
Aww.
I have like the car. I have like 4 or 5 like dress styles. And I like in the car like, woo! I love it. Yes, because then all the young people start making bomba in Puerto Rico, and you have the nightclubs. The nightclubs. We play bomba from 10 to 3 in the clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And yeah, the bomba make like, you can see bomba in all the corners now. Mm-hmm. From then to now, because people get tired. You need to be in a group to make bomba. But if you're not in the group, or you're not interested in being that group, you have your reason.
Right.
So they make their own, and suddenly all the people start making group. And in Puerto Rico, it's a lot of groups of bomba now, thank God. And now it's the same wave in these past years, is the same bomba mania with young people.
Yeah.
So bomba is when you feel bomba is dying, no. Suddenly they come this wave of young people getting to know, and now with this of the Black Lives Matter in Puerto Rico, now in Loíza, all the black women used to straighten the hair,
uh-huh,
because
yeah,
they don't like the curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
So now you see all the women with curly hair, you know, yeah, because they know they have Afro descendant, Afro roots.
Mm-hmm.
So all you mean, my sister used to straighten her. Now she have like big afro.
Hey.
You know?
Nice.
And you know, because people are getting to know who they are. And Loíza is Taíno, native people, African.
Uh-huh.
You don't have Spanish descendant.
Okay.
Like all the part of Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
So they have the face are very native. You have black girls with straight hair, but natural. Because it's native,
right.
They are native. You have this native girl with bright eyes and curly hair.
Huh.
You have those mix.
Right.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. I've noticed that with salsa, there's been a lot of groups that call themselves salsa groups, but it's kind of like, where my mom complains that it's been changed because they do like flips and they do this weird kind of white sort of movements. I don't know if you like, have you seen Dancing with the Stars or like,
oh yeah,
America's Got Talent?
Yeah, yeah.
Like those kind of groups. Like, has that happened to
the Hustle?
Yeah.
Dancing, yeah. But yeah, it's the same thing in bomba. We have those because when you get to know the beauty of Loíza, the beauty of the South, the beauty of Mayagüez, the beauty of all the bomba. When you get to know everything, you want to mix them all and put them in whatever you are. And that's a fight we used to have, because it's beautiful that you love all the style, but you don't bring this style to this style. Because we have our own beauty, they have their own beauty.
Right.
But people fight, and suddenly now, you see all the styles in one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the same, they think people get tired of dancing 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. So they start bringing rumba to the salsa. So now you're dancing, and now you have this movement of rumba in salsa.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm scared of bees.
Yeah. No, you move. So, yeah, you have the beauty of the rumba put into the salsa. That's the when I used to go to the salsa festival called El Congreso, Congreso de la Salsa. I used to dance with a friend of mine that used to dance or teach salsa, and they saw that. They saw that this group, they have a, you can, it's like he said, you can put a little bit of rumba in salsa because it's linked. It's linked with the song. But you don't manage your body like the same way you dance rumba in the salsa, but you can put some movement or that. But suddenly they have this very good choreography and they're like, we're gonna win. But suddenly this group start like,
yeah.
And this group win the competition. And we're like, but that's not even salsa.
Exactly.
And this wave of young people, like I said, start creating and bringing all the influence and all the, and he's like, he used to be a judge. And it's like, if this is going to continue, I don't like that because that's not salsa. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, but that's the new salsa. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm a judge of salsa choreography, not a hustle choreography. Mm-hmm. And he get mad and he get out. He managed to get out because he's seeing these people giving points of something that is not salsa. That's like you disqualify them because they're not doing salsa. But young people start like, they want to get what they want, the way they want. And some people are okay with that. Some people are not.
Yeah.
But you need to deal with that. If you don't want young people doing, you need to like move, but don't criticize them. And I need to learn that in bomba. With all of this and gender thing, we need to learn about that because we know that generation is gonna come in bomba. So I need to, bomba is very male thing, women thing, and you don't have the between.
Right.
Women don't play drum. Women use skirts. Male use body. We have movement to male. We have movement to women. So it's very separate thing. Now you need to learn about all of this, and you need to create something that you need to integrate everybody because bomba is an expression, so you don't put limits to expression.
Right.
So when I learned that, I start creating my classes. Like, I don't teach you how to dance bomba. I teach you bomba, but you express the way you want to express.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I teach you how to dance bomba, you're learning how to dance like me.
Yeah.
And you're not expressing because you're limited. Because if you do something that I don't want to, I'm gonna tell you. No, it's not like that. So you're not expressing because I holding you.
Yeah.
So I learned that, and I'm start creating steps more for everybody. Because now, the past like 4 years, guys don't feel girls want to dance bomba with skirts.
Like guys want to play with skirts or dance with skirts?
Dance with skirts.
Uh-huh.
So that break everything. It's like, no way, what you doing? So I have this guy in Puerto Rico, he's the pioneer of that. He get out of he say publicly that he's gay, and he start dancing with skirts.
Wow.
in bombage, getting together like bombazo, while we play bomba dance.
Yeah.
He get the skirt, he put the skirt, and he start dancing, and people like, whoa, what you doing? I'm gonna dance. No. And you're like, why not? If you don't want, somebody can want to take my steps, and suddenly somebody get, yeah, I can tell you. And people like freak out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, that's very interesting. And you are very brave to break with a hammer, everything. Lionel Villalmosa.
Uh-huh.
I love him because he opened that window. Now you see a lot of people doing that because they feel it. Because some girls don't like to dance with the skirt because they don't feel to dance with that. They want to feel her the arms. So they use scarves,
huh,
or they use something, or just her hands. Because when I teach how to dance, I don't teach with skirts. I teach the arms movement.
Huh.
Because it's the arm who moves the skirt. So you need to learn how to move the skirt first.
Huh.
How you gonna move the skirt? Then you put the skirt if you want.
Awesome.
No.
Yeah.
I teach you the movement. But you can put the arms the way you want, with the skirt, or you just move the arm.
Right.
No. But you need to learn all of this, and I'm making now my classes like, I teach all the steps neutral. If you want to, I heard that I can use the skirt. If you want to, you put the skirt, I teach you. But it's from the student to me, he's like, I want to do it, so I teach them. If they don't say nothing, I keep it like that.
Huh.
You know, because we need to, when it comes to like, bomba is an expression, so you need to express how the way you want. So my father in San Francisco, he was making a workshop of percussion, and he used to do it with I think you know him, Roman Carrillo.
Ito. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he used to teach a lot of stuff with Sharon Cronin.
Huh.
So he used to live in Seattle for a while, and he's very old fashioned. So this girl came and sit down next to him. And, can you show me the? And he's like, no, you must not play drum.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. So when she was from San Francisco, she was visiting from the workshop for here.
Mm-hmm.
And when my dad when we went to San Francisco, we were making a workshop, and my father was sitting down. And he said, oh, come. And she came next to him. You say you're interested in percussion. Yeah. But Roman told me that I can, because I'm a woman. You know? Woman. I'm Roman. And he's like, no, you're angel. So I'm going to teach you. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. So he started doing that.
Nice.
So he's like, you need to teach. If some girl comes to you, you teach them. Because if bomba, he's the one who told me, if bomba is expression, the person needs to express who they are.
Yeah.
If you see something different when they are expressing, that's them.
Uh-huh.
he told me a story of a guy who was in the, his group, and he started showing that you need to express who you are. Mm-hmm. Play, and suddenly he started making movement like a girl, and he's like, that's who you are. And he's like, shh, don't tell anybody. I'm like, that's who you are, you need to express it, and I'm happy that you show it to me. And he opened him. Wow. Dancing bomba. So my father saw that, and he changed the way he teach, and that's the way I learned.
Wow.
Because if you need to express who you are, that if I teach you how to dance, you not express who you are. Because I limit you.
Right.
I limited you. So yeah, it's a way of teaching that I'm learning here too in Seattle that I love, because it's a new way. You need to learn how to teach without hurting people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new way of teaching, so I need to learn how to teach that way. So I love it.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Have you ever performed with a skirt?
Yes, when I need to teach the class and I don't have a female with me, I need to put the skirt. And that's something that my father teach me, because he's like, in Puerto Rico, when you teach bomba, you have women.
Yeah.
Because we have this stuff that women, the bomba class, bomba dance class is for women. Mm-hmm. Bomba percussion is for guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they put that division in her head.
Mm-hmm.
So when I give classes, I have all women. In Bomba workshops. So I'm like, so my father, I'm like, I'm doing these classes, and I start, oh, but do you have a girl that gonna come and da 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 da? I'm like, so I'm like, can you teach me the movement of grandma? My father's like, of course.
Aww.
So he teach me the movement of girls, because he's like, you need to learn how to teach them how to dance, so you need to learn the movement of girls.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to feel bad about the movement, because you need to teach, you need to learn it to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you need to be with a girl all the time.
Yeah.
So she's gonna dance, she's gonna teach you the female, I'm gonna teach you the male. But you need to have that paper, that role. But when you break that, It's awesome. It's
yes.
Awesome. You feel, you don't feel like a macho man. Like, I'm a macho man, and I, you know.
Yeah.
So I need to learn, and suddenly in a workshop, they're like, it's a girl that come. No, I'm gonna pull the skirt, and everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pull the skirt. I pull the skirt, and I teach all the movement, and all the girls learn it. They're like, this is the first time I saw a man with a bomba skirt. That's so awesome. And I keep it doing it.
Yeah.
And I put it in my house, and I start learning, and see me in the mirror, and see all the movement, and I can put the skirt, and I can dance, and
aww,
I kill the guy. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because I learned it, how to move. And you see all the men, you put a skirt, and it's like, no. Yeah, it's bomba still.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Would you say your expression in your dancing is different than your percussion?
The expression?
Yeah.
How? What do you mean?
Like, so when you dance, do you have like a certain form of expression than when you play your drum, or is it all the same?
No, like when the dancer is moving the way I play to them, you say?
Oh, yeah. So like, okay, because when you dance, you're following the drum.
Yeah.
So when you're following the drum, is that a way when you're dancing? Do you actually show your expression because you're following the drum?
Okay, I get it. Okay,
yeah.
When nobody's dancing, you express yourself in the drum.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's that's the drum, the drum have two names. it's primo or subidor. Primo, it's when nobody's dancing. So he speak. He's a solo drum. And that drum is the only one who can do that. The primo or subidor. You have the buleador. You can have 100 drums. 99 are buleador, one is primo.
Wow.
And that's the only one who can speak or improvise. The 99 need to be only that. You have people that you're not allowed to do that because you can mess up everything. Because if you do, you damage everything to be a monkey. So yeah, the primo, that's the top line when you learn, and you don't learn it. I cannot teach you how to make a primo or subidor. You have these people who learn percussion in music and do that. But that's for me, that's impossible. Because to learn how to make to be a primo, that's something that you need. It's like teach you how to dance. Huh? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I cannot teach you how to dance. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna express yourself.
Yeah.
So if I teach you, you're gonna be so technically that you cannot express, because you focus in all the hand movement and the techniques that you're not gonna express.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can play. You know how to play saxophone, but when you make a solo, it's you.
Right. Yeah.
You have all the techniques, but natural. You put all the techniques you learn, but you make it natural. So it's the same thing in percussion.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to learn, the movement. It's like a whip, but you grab the.
Oh.
So it's not the same, people. This is goat skin. Oh. The timba or the congas are cow skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different technique. If you hit a conga like this, I said, tung, tung, and disappear. And when you hit a drum or a goat skin, so you can do this. If you do that in a conga with a cow skin, you're gonna hurt your fingers.
Ooh.
Because it's like hitting wood.
Tough, yeah.
It's very hard.
Okay.
This you can push down, so you can grab it.
Okay.
For a, you need to do like this. You need to do this to make that sound. If you do it, you're not gonna have it.
Mm.
So this is, so it's a different technique. In a bomba drum, you have the bounce. You don't have that in a timba.
Sure.
You need to like, bang. You need to hammer it to get the sound.
Wow.
Here, you don't need to hit so hard to make a sound. So the movement, it's like, you don't move this, you only move this.
Yes.
So you need to practice this movement all the time, because if you do it, if you using your arm, you're gonna be like so like lumpy, you know.
Yeah.
So you need to like restrain your arm here and everything you do. The velocity, everything is from here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start making all the, when you pass through all the instruments, you have all the ability to improvise, because you learn everything and you put everything together and you have all the techniques. You need to learn how to put your hands to make, to get the sound. So when you learn that, you need to play with all of that, putting all the rhythms together, and you create like a solo. Right? Follow the dancer. Mm-hmm. So when you learn that, when you are a dancer, mm-hmm. when you start learning how your body sounds, the game I make with the kids, you get it. To an adult and a professional, and you need to learn how your body sounds, because you need to learn when you do this, how this sound, when they do this, how this sound, and you need to learn all the science to when you dance, you, I don't know, tú exiges ese sonido cuando bailas. To do that, you need to learn how your body sounds, to like literally tell that guy to do that sound to you. Like natural. I'm doing this, you need to follow me. Yeah. But to follow you, you need to learn how your body sounds to make music. Right. So when I get off bomba and I start making hip hop or breakdance, my father used to tell me that he make hip hop with bomba. So he followed the breakdancers with the drum. Because that's the way he practiced how to follow. So these people don't know what my father is doing. My father's like, break dance, and I'm gonna follow you. So they're like, I'm here, my father's follow them. Right. So that's the way he practiced, and he told me that. So you need to be creative in the way you're gonna improvise in front of the drum, so you can have whatever you have in your surrounding and put it in when you're gonna dance. I used to dance as a kid, but I don't know what I'm doing. So when I grow up, I'm like, he started teaching me in the roof of my house. He's like, when you do this, this is gonna sound like this. If you do this, this is gonna sound like that. And he teach me everything. So when you're doing this and he's not doing that, you're gonna look at it like, what you're doing? So you need to have attitude the way when you dance. Because he need to follow you. If he's doing something that you're not asking, he's not following you. So that disrespect. But because you need to have an eye contact with the dancer. If I don't have that eye contact with you, I disrespect you. You know what I mean? So you need, it has to be a respect each other. I need to respect you when I come to dance. I need to bow, because you're gonna serve me. So I need to say thank you in advance. So I bow to you, and then I start making what we call the paseo, that is like a walk through. And then like I need to feel the drum. I need to feel the sound. I need to feel everything. Get the connection, get here, get that, so I start improvise. Like get in the mood. So suddenly I start playing. And I start playing music with my body. So that person needs to be a dancer in the past to knowing what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Because he needs to learn what my what my movement are gonna be. So he needs to learn the body language, because he's, as a dancer, know that when I'm doing this, and that's gonna sound like this, because he know that. So he's gonna sound it to me. So it's like an old guy told me, to be a dancer, you need to be a drummer. To be a drummer, you need to be a dancer. Huh. You cannot jump that, because you're not gonna have the connection. Right. And you're not gonna do a world job, right. A good job. So yeah, it's very interesting. The styles of Bomba, it's like a martial arts.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the drunken style that we call balance. It's like a drunken style, because these people are in the past, Bomba art, you need to be old to bend, to dance Bomba, to do whatever you want to do in Bomba, you need to be an old man, an old woman. Young people, watch. So they don't teach you, you need to learn what you want watching. If you want to dance, you need to watch the best dancer. If you need to learn how to play, you need to watch the best player. If you want to sing, you need to watch the best singer. Yeah. So you learn what you want watching, but at the same time, you're learning everything. That's the way you learn Bomba the whole time.
Really?
They don't teach you. They're not going to teach you. They die with the formula.
Wow.
If you don't get it, everything gets lost. And a lot of people, they don't want to learn, and they die with a lot of information, a lot of songs, a lot of rhythms.
Cool.
If like my father, get a camera and film everything, and all these people film didn't film the Bomba dances, Bomba can die. Mm-hmm. Could die.
Wow.
But we have a lot of people that film all the people that make interviews, and they film Bomba dances. We have videos in YouTube and everything of Bomba del Sur, Bomba from long time ago, shows of these families dancing long time ago. I get a video of my mom in a TV show dancing, and I send it to her. I'm like, Mom, that's you right in the yellow dress? And she's like, oh my God, I didn't remember. Yeah, I found it.
Wow.
In YouTube.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes. And she didn't know my father, I think, in that video. Yeah, she was like 16 years old.
Whoa.
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, we have the magic of video, and people are uploading everything, so you have that blessing of seeing everything.
Wow. That's
yes.
Awesome. So, while you're learning, like through your process of learning Bomba, do you also learn like music theory?
My first instrument was piano.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's my first instrument. Like I learned, I get classes, and I got the ears to, like, I cannot tell you the note now, but I used to like reading, and didn't watch my hands. So I was and pass it, and like that. Now it's Chinese for me. I don't know. But I learned piano. The school moved. It was far, very far away from my house. They moved more. Mm-hmm. Also, my father's like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he didn't put me in another school. But I love piano. That's my first instrument. I love it.
Oh.
And I want to learn again to play, like, reading.
Yeah.
But I have my background, you know, that I can create melodies, and I create something, and I love it.
Fun. I'm also trying to learn how to play piano.
Yeah.
I used to play when I was really young, and I didn't want to practice, so I'm
yeah.
trying to pick it back up again.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. I want to learn all the instruments. I want to
yes.
I want to play. Guitar, I don't.
Yes, I'm also learning.
Yeah, I want to learn everything, because I want to keep it up, you know.
Yeah.
Because, but I don't went to a school of music.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid, and my father stopped. So I stopped. But I have the piano still. When I was a baby, when I moved to Seattle, I gave it to the school of Naomi's mom. So it's in the in Naomi's house.
Wow.
Downstairs is the piano still.
Aww.
When I was a kid. Yes. I'm like, I'm not gonna sell it. I'm not gonna throw it like free piano. I can't do
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
So I get a pickup with a friend and I give it to Naomi's mom for the kids.
Awesome.
When I go to that, I see my brother.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Now I have a lot of instruments in my house. I have a cello.
Whoa.
I don't know how to play it. I have a cello.
Whoa.
Yes, I have a lot of instruments in my house that people like give it to me. I have the ceramic drums.
Whoa.
I have three of them. I'm watching videos. I love it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow. Do you ever like lose motivation to play music?
No, never.
Never.
Oh. That's what I have those instruments and else because I want to learn it. People like, I'm not gonna do nothing with this. My child is gonna wanna play it, and I'm like, do you want it? I'm like, yes. Get to that. I love baby bass, so cello is like a bass too. So I'm like, I all the time I help.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I grew up with oldies. Huh. My uncle used to send me cassettes, like oldies for goodies.
Uh-huh.
And he recorded because he had a station in New York that every Saturday or Sunday, they have oldies the whole day. So he recalled the station.
Wow.
And cassette, and he make 3-4 cassettes, and he wrap it up and send it to Puerto Rico.
So,
I put the cassette. I love oldies. Yes, I grew up with. I love it. So, yeah.
Wait, a band called Oldies?
Oldies is like music from 50s, 60s.
Oh, old music.
Yeah,
okay.
Doo-wop.
The oldies.
Doo-wop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The old music is really good.
Yeah, I love it. I love that kind of music. Yeah. Suddenly here in Seattle, I get why I love R. Kelly so much, because he's the same style of, I think it's Smokey Robinson.
Uh-huh.
No. Sam Cooke.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, get Sam Cooke and you put R. Kelly. It's the same thing.
Wow.
It's a copycat.
Interesting.
Yeah, you heard Sam Cooke, wah, wah, and R. Kelly used to do that all the time in the songs.
Wah,
wah. And you heard all the songs. He make he make 2 Chocolate Factory, I think, and the one, and it's Sam Cooke's old records.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, wow. This guy studied Sam Cooke so good that he's Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
The same tune, the same voice, just everything.
Uh-huh.
And wow, so I start losing Sam Cooke, and suddenly I'm like, bro, I get you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any like other artists or musicians that inspire you?
Yes, I love Draco, Robin Rosa. Lenny Kravitz, R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly musically. He has a dark path, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Michael Jackson. I used to be Michael Jackson. Yes. I hurt my feet because I jumped from the bed. I get to like you do in the knees, and he's like, boom, and I'm. Yeah, I used to. I have videos doing talent shows, Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, Michael Jackson for me. He get to Puerto Rico, and he make this huge, humongous stage.
Mm-hmm.
and suddenly they canceled the concert.
Oh.
Yes.
That sucks.
Yes, I cry. Oh my God. My dad buy the ticket.
Oh.
Super, super, super pricey ticket. Oof. And they get the money back and everything. And
oh.
Yes, yes. The first time he's gonna get, and he didn't get you.
That is horrible.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, yes.
Yeah.
I'm Jose Feliciano. He's a very good guitarist, still alive, and he sings. He have a story. He's very, very. He's blind, and he's a very good Puerto Rican musician. He's a singer and guitarist.
Awesome.
Yeah, Draco, Spanish singer Alejandro Sanz. Mm. I love him. Ruben Blades.
Oh, yes, I love Ruben Blades.
My father know him. I grew up. I have a video of my father, and I'm singing. Tiburón que buscas en la orilla. Tiburón. I grew up with Ruben Blades.
Oh.
I have Ruben Blades. And Willy Colon, Hector Lavoe.
Oh, yes.
My uncle still is a salsa Saturday, Sunday with a big boombox for everybody. Everybody yeah, needs yeah, to hear salsa. And he's with a Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so salsa, yeah, it's part of my life too.
Oh, that's awesome.
And when I do it my master, I learn that when salsa was created in New York, my like cousin and brother of my father used to be the photographer of La Fania.
Whoa.
So he know all these people.
Whoa.
So my father used to hang out with him, and that's how he get to the photography too. So my father was with Willie Colon, oh, Hector Lavoe, Larry Harlow, and all those people. When salsa was not created still, they doing something but don't have the sound, the
title?
The label.
Label
it. So when they create Fania and get out of from the street and like a record label, they create salsa. And when they do that, they make a big concert in a place called Sheeta, the Sheetas. Mm-hmm. And my father was there.
Oh,
when
God.
Salsa, when they present this as a salsa, my father was
what?
There.
What?
When they make this concert in the Yankee Stadium, the historic, that the people, it was a lot of people, that the stage is almost coming down. And they take all the musicians out. My father was there. Yeah, so funny. I'm like, I'm making my thesis and talking and speaking, learning
yeah.
about salsa. And I asked him, and oh, you know this story? Yeah, I was there.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. So when he moved to in the 50s, he made doo-wops and everything, and the Great Migration from Puerto Rico to New York. He was part of that,
wow.
that migration. So he grew up with doo-wops and all the music, and he learned music. And then he hang out with all these people from the salsa. Yes, and I'm doing my master, and I learned that too, that he was in a historic moment of a general, you know, a salsa. When they call salsa, my father was there. It's so funny.
That's
so
incredible. Funny. Wow.
It's crazy, yes.
What did you study in college?
I studied graphic designer. I want to be like a Disney drawing person.
Oh.
But I get accepted in the school, but I need to get a paper called College Board. It's something that get the score to get to you to the university.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I wasn't
eligible?
No, I wasn't happy with that kind of study, because I'm like, what happened with all my years studying and my life for the university depends on us, these papers?
Yeah, the entrance, like writing a college essay.
So I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole day in the school doing this paper, and if you're not in the mood and you got a low score, you're not going to the university. But
yeah.
What happened with all the years I studied?
Yeah, it's horrible. So
I get 15 years old, I get this paper, and I go to the university. I don't need to go to school. I'm mad with the paper. I said, I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
So when they go to the school, when this school, they accept me, and they ask me for the score. Now, I didn't get the beep paper. And they're like, oh, so you need to get that to get here.
Wow.
So,
that's
I'm like, oh, wow. So I start working on, and I know about drawing in the computer and get the photography and make all the effects with Photoshop. So I make a bachelor in graphic design.
Wow.
And now I just finished the master in education.
Oh.
And my thesis is how the artist can come out from a marginalized community.
Huh.
So I study that. So I study all the marginal communities and how artists came from, like I said, from the mud. And in doing that, I use the heuristic a methodology that it's learning from the bottom of your being out. So I discover me as a self to teach others to learn more about them,
okay.
And empower them to be an artist. That you don't need to be a rich people to be an artist.
Yeah.
You can live in a ghetto and you can be the best artist, like Tupac, DMX.
Yeah.
Around this here, we have Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of study I did.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yes.
Are you gonna do a PhD?
I don't know. It's the master was very hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I need to think about it.
Yeah.
I want to do it, but yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna study, but
yeah.
See what happens.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a year. I grew up from high school, and I take a year.
A gap year.
Because
Yeah.
To study the bachelor, because like I said, I go to the school and then suddenly it's like, no, you need to do that. And you don't want to do it. And my father's like, whatever you want. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not agree with that. And he's like, I'm not either. And yeah. So I start searching, and I have a year searching what I'm going to do. And I get the graphic designer. I'm like, yes, I love it. And I need to do it. No. You don't need to do that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
4 years.
Awesome. What schools did you study in?
In Puerto Rico, I studied in what now is Atlantic University. They are a pioneer in the Caribbean, making the green screen.
Oh.
When I graduate, they make the green screen.
Oh my God.
And can I make the master with you guys? And they're like, yeah, but the master you need to pay.
Oh God, damn it.
Yeah, you have the help and everything for the bachelor, but for the master.
Ooh.
So when I get do the master here in Seattle, you have help.
Scholarships?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Not that time you need to pay.
It's
expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, they put the little balls and the green screen, and you create the Monster Inc.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's with little dots and stuff, and they get the fact your movement of your mouth and face,
oh.
And they create this monster.
Whoa.
And you, yeah.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's graphic designer, and now that I know they have another label it for that. But yeah, the picture and everything, that's a person with green dress, like Lycra.
Yeah.
And they put little balls and different parts, and you move, and you are a dinosaur, you are whatever they want to.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
yes.
So cool.
When I graduate, they create the room. I'm like, why you do that? I'm graduating. And I just learned how to make stuff, web page, and and editing pictures. I'm still doing it. I love it. But yeah.
Oh, so maybe you can help me, because I actually, do you know how to do like video editing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need to make a video for a scholarship I'm applying to describe something to do with science. And I need to make a 3-minute video.
Okay.
And it needs to be like, it has to have like cool effects and visuals and stuff, so.
Okay, okay.
That'd be awesome if you could help out.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm basic. I'm using iMovie.
Uh-huh.
You have a Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Mac person. If you're a PC,
yeah, I don't know anything about computers.
You put me a PC, I'm like, yeah. I remember a time I was working. I want to apply for a job, like as a graphic designer, and they're like, okay, I know everybody learn in a Mac, right? You have a Mac? Yeah. Okay. Can you do that but in a PC? Oh. If you can do it, you have the job.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, you a mean person. And I try it. I try, but he gave me a time.
Oh,
and
no.
I learned the graphic designers work with time. And a public agency, they work with time. And I work in I make my practice in a agency. And they work with a lot of time, with a lot of pressure. And I learned, I'm not for this. I get in a bad humor when you press me. Yeah, I'm like, wow. But yeah, I say, yo, bro,
oof.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out, I'm working on it. But I need it now, so do it yourself. Yeah, I can get in Hulk mode, you know?
Yeah.
No, I need to do another thing. So I start searching for a music engineer. I love that.
Yeah.
But you need to have a background in music.
Yeah. Ooh. Thanks, college.
Yeah, so I need to like learn music and music theory and music composition and music to be a engineer. I'm like,
yeah.
These people have studios and they don't have background in music.
Yeah, exactly.
So no. So I do my stuff by my way in GarageBand, and I don't editing my videos and everything in iMovie.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's my I don't go further. I'm learning about another like Logic Pro and everything. But I'm GarageBand.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I feel happy with that.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, they're creating music websites where you don't need to learn music theory at all. It just kind of does the work for you.
Mm.
So it's kind of like cheating, you know? And it's
Did you make it like a software?
It's like a music software. I saw an ad for it. And it's just like a music software where you type in like, I want the C chord, and then it takes the C chord and you can just put it in there. And then
okay.
You're done. I don't remember what it's called, but
sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, you when you have GarageBand in the iPad, you have the chords.
Right.
You touch it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I create stuff in the iPad, and then I have using that. You say you like creating music. It's a app called Arcade. You know about that?
No, never heard of it.
It's good. You need to only for a year. I think it's
a free trial?
No, you have, they give you a month free.
Oh.
And I think it's $10 a month.
Oh.
It's super, and you can do magic.
Wow.
Yeah, they give, you download a software that you can put your music in the in a piano, la tecla, tecla, and you can put doom doom doom, pa to do, doom doom doom, pa to do, doom doom doom, pa to do, and you have the rhythm, and you put whatever you want, or they have the music that you get, and they give you different type of genres. Like from rhythm and rhythm and I don't remember how I don't remember the name I think drum and bass drum and bass, rock, blues, salsa, Latin music, hip hop, dancehall, and you have, they give you like different like cards, music cards that you get. And you have different sounds on each one. It's a word.
Wow.
You don't go out of your room forever. You stay in there. Yeah, that's me. That's me with my keyboard, and I'm and I. And you can create, and they give you. And you create music just by.
Yeah.
It's super fun. It's called Arcade.
Oh, awesome.
And then they have softwares that you can that you can buy and you create.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's gotten into making music a lot, and he uses Ableton. Yeah.
Yes. They use this Arcade. It's linked with Ableton.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you guys should make something together. He spends all day.
I'm happy. I want to make a band again, but
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard because you need to, you don't know nobody here.
Yeah.
And I try to do it, but and I have the old school, like you need to rehearse, and people don't want to rehearse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you pay me, you send me the music, I heard it, and I go to the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't love that. I love to rehearse.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in a band, but it's hard to find people. I like rehearsing with other people, but like no one wants to do that. So
let's get together.
Yeah.
Yes, because I want to make music. I want to make music.
Yeah.
And And I heard, hey, I saw the video that playing drums. And I'm like, oh, these people have a band. I want to. Yes. Yeah.